Got growing concern over the relationship between the official cash rate, the OCR as we call it, and the floating mortgage rates. Now, the floating rate used to sit about 2% above the OCR, but over the last 15 years, it's grown out to 4%. That's why you're paying about 6% on your floating at the moment when the OCR is 2%. Now, Managing Director of Nico Asset Management, George Carter, pointed all this out, and he's with us. George, very good morning to you. And congratulations on making the point, because, of course, everyone gets exercised about the cost of a tank of fuel. But, of course, if you look at, you know, trimming your mortgage, that's where your real money is, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. And this isn't a new issue, right? We've been talking about this for a while, but the rubber really hits the road when we see interest rates going up, the cost of living going up. And so I just decided to run the numbers and see what it was looking like.
Why is it blown out from 2 to 4%?
Well, of course, the banks do have other costs around how they fund themselves other than just simply the OCR. But the OCR gives us a pretty good steer as to what is being set by the Reserve Bank as the price of money. So we should be able to look at some correlation between that and what we're paying on a floating rate mortgage.
I'm assuming, though, they would argue, the banks would argue, there's plenty of negotiation in the market, there's plenty of competition in the market, and if you don't like your deal, go hunting elsewhere.
Well, there is that. It's a little bit like we see with the supermarkets. There's always choice to go somewhere else. But when you've got limited options, it does sort of reduce some of that. And, you know, an efficient and free market really only works well when there's a share of knowledge and understanding and balance. And I think out there that probably isn't always the case and people don't quite know what they're paying for things.
What should it be? Should it still be 2% or thereabouts? Or is 2% even too much?
Well, that's a great question. You know, there's a lot of focus at the moment on value for money in financial services, and we're talking about whether it's 1% too high for a KiwiSaver fee. So a 2% margin on a mortgage seems pretty high. 4% just feels outrageous.
Mm. And is fixed a solution? I note the fixed is moving dangerously close to floating these days. There used to be a differentiation. It doesn't seem to be these days.
You know, the swap rate, which is often used by banks for calculating the cost of lending, that's really flat at the moment. So you might be paying very similar on a 2-year to a 3-year to a 5-year. And they do take a slightly lower margin on some of those fixed rate mortgages and the floating rate.
Yeah. It also depends on who you are, doesn't it? If you've just scraped together the 20% deposit and you're dealing with the triple CFA and the LVRs and all that, you'll take whatever you get. If you've got a bit of equity, then chances are you'll get a better deal, and that's just life, I guess, isn't it?
It is. And you know, if you're able to and you can negotiate with the bank, they will often move from their headline OCR, depending on, as you say, the size of your deposit, the size of the relationship, how keen they are to get you on board.
Yeah.
But yes, if you're just a price taker and you're taking that headline rate, you're going to get stung by it.
Good on you, George. Appreciate your insight there. George Carter, Managing Director of Nico Asset Management.